Hi, I'm Raffaella, and today I'm here because I want to tell you a story. Imagine that you have just stepped behind your computer science degree, so you have to make your final project, so you made some research, and you know about Django. How many of you know about Django? Good. And when, because you have to, for learning purpose, you have to create everything from scratch. And now you have something like admin, migration, or everything works like magic, don't you? And you keep going, you keep completing your project, and then you know there's a community behind Django, but you don't feel comfortable to join. And maybe this story could just end like this. Probably most of the story could end just like this. But instead, you find a mentorship program when you you have the chance to become a contributor. Hi again. I'm Raffaella. I'm a Django Software Foundation member, and also I'm a past participant of the Django Now Space program. And I would like, first of all, to talk about some obstacles for new contributors. Language barrier, because English is the most popular language in open source, but could be a challenge for many. Imposter syndrome is the voice in your head that says you're not good enough to contribute. For learning